The analysis of the imaging will not be completed until next summer, but DNR geologist Dr. Ronald Donnan had a chance to observe the slide at 23 Mile and warned about melting permafrost. Haynes is not usually associated with permafrost, but there are two kinds, one found around the Arctic, and alpine permafrost, which occurs at altitude.
There's permafrost up there, and the frozen ground keeps a lot of this material in place. But I have some evidence of a station that we placed on top of Tuck Chinook in 2016, I believe. And it showed that the mean annual ground temperature was below freezing. And the other evidence we have of this is that on the north-facing side of Tuck Chinook, we see glaciers at the same elevation as on the south-facing side where the catchments are falling apart and falling off the mountain. And the other thing in the south-facing sites, there are rock glaciers, and these are what we call periglacial features.
Both kinds of permafrost are melting on a warming planet, but alpine permafrost is melting faster, according to an article by the National Science Foundation. This is bad news for the near future, as melting permafrost releases carbon dioxide and methane, which contribute to climate change. It is also bad news immediately, as a couple of northbound drivers found out last week when their car was buried in the slide at 23 miles, as reported in a Chilkat Valley News article. The overall warmer temperatures in the last few decades in this part of Alaska have caused the permafrost to degrade or partially melt, destabilizing the slopes and making rock slides more likely. This has been extensively studied in Glacier Bay by the U.S. Geological Survey. Dr. Donnan said that contrary to a normal landslide, where land falls once and then some stability can be expected.
But in the case of a debris flow, it's slightly different in that the material builds up in the channel over a long period of time, and then it releases down the channel.
And a lot is yet to come down.
Yeah, it's more like 90% is still there.
Comparable to water in a river delta, sliding debris can skip channels unpredictably, potentially endangering nearby habitations. Dr. Donnan said that DOT has a role to play in keeping the debris flow at 19 and 23 miles as safe as possible. He recommends periodically monitoring the slide areas and that DOT keep maintaining the current channels so the rocks follow a predictable path.
I know nobody wants to hear this, but it could happen any day again, even though just a large debris flow happened. If the rain comes back in a similar quantity.
You can hear the full interview with Dr. Donnan and find some links to the articles referenced in this story on our website at khns.org. For KHNS in Haines, I'm Alan DePrimanil.